It's Morning Edition from NHPR. Democrats are doing some soul searching after Donald Trump's surprising victory sent shockwaves through the party. One of the biggest questions now facing Democrats is who will lead the party as head of the Democratic National Committee. Ray Buckley chairs the New Hampshire Democratic Party. He also serves as vice chair of the Democratic National Committee and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Mr. Buckley, I'd like to start with, the news of the day, of course, talking about Donald Trump's selection of chief of staff and chief strategist. What's your reaction?
I think a lot of Americans are horrified over the selection of Mr. Bannon, who is a racist anti-Semite.
This is this is Steve Bannon, who's known for heading up Breitbart.
Correct. And he has been engaged in some of the most, in my opinion, anti-American activities of the last few years. It is extraordinarily troubling, and I think that it sends a very strong signal that everyone that had fear on election night when they saw the results, that fear was justified. And it is the responsibility of the American people to band together and protect each other from what is clearly an assault on our values.
And how do they do that?
Well, I think that by making sure that the world knows what is happening within Washington, people need to be more engaged and involved. I think that that you will see responsible Republicans standing up and taking a stand against some of the more outrageous behavior, the rounding up of millions of folks here in the country, allegedly starting right away. I think that's deeply unfortunate.
Of course, Donald Trump will come into the White House with the Republicans maintaining control of both chambers of Congress. In your view, what went wrong with the Democrats last week?
Well, I think that there are a number of things that that what we did in New Hampshire needed to be done across the country. That our grassroots based party and organization, I think, made it possible for the first time in New Hampshire history that all four members of our congressional delegation are Democrats. Maggie Hassan and Gene Sheen and Carol Shapiro and Andy Custer will be working together, standing up for New Hampshire and against any sort of activity in Washington that would be harmful to the people of New Hampshire, the people of the country. We had 27 regional offices in our campaigns based on actual conversations with voters, not some computer-generated analytical data that somebody from some other part of the country sent us and told us, oh, these are the people you need to speak to. We believe in neighborhood organizing and grassroots old-fashioned communications, one neighbor talking to another neighbor, and that's a stark difference than what's happened across the country.
Well, as you point out, New Hampshire did buck the trend last week by electing Maggie Hassan to the U.S. Senate narrowly, as well as picking up a House seat with Carol Shea Porter's victory. But, you know, your party lost the governorship for the first time in more than a decade, with Chris Sununu beating Colin Van Ostern, and Republicans now having full control of the state house. So how do you assess last week's election for here in New Hampshire?
Well, I think that the thing to understand is that the governor's race and everybody in the legislature, including the executive council, is up in 2 years. So they have 2 years to prove that they can govern responsibly. The last time the Republicans had majorities in the legislature, you had Bill O'Brien in the overreach, and the reaction of the voters was quite swift in 2012, and Democrats came roaring back. So I have faith and belief that the people of New Hampshire will be able to judge how the Republicans act when they have control. We've had complete control three times in the last 15 years, and the tide comes in and tide goes out. But I think that at the end of the day, 2018 will be a good year here in New Hampshire.
Now, you've said you're being strongly encouraged by some of the party to run for DNC chair. Is that a job that you want?
Well, I think that it is a job that needs thorough and thoughtful discussion, trying to decide who should lead the party for the next 4 years in just hours after the election, I don't think really allows people to engage that conversation. So we've got 3 months. I think there are a lot of people that are considering entering the race, and I encourage that. I think that we should have a lot of discussion on should this be a D.C.-based party or should it be a grassroots-based party? My argument and has been for the last 8 years as the representative of the state parties, the DNC officers, is that it should be a grassroots base, that it should be based within the state parties, should be based in the neighborhoods all across the country.
So it sounds like you've got feelers out there. When do you expect to make a decision?
I think that certainly in the next within the next week.
Whether it's you or someone else, what is the biggest challenge for whoever ends up leading the party?
I think, in my opinion, our biggest challenge is to disassociate ourselves with a lot of the activities of the establishment within the Beltway and allow the grassroots to flourish in the party. And if we fail to do that, then we are not going to meet the success that we could in 2018 and in other years.
Ray Buckley chairs the New Hampshire Democratic Party. He also serves as vice chair of the Democratic National Committee. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.